couple of weeks ago, we went through the topic, at least part of the topic, of the chiyuv. The Rabbi Yitzchak says, chayiv Adam, he's a chiyuv to visit your Rebbe on Yom Tov. He's a chiyuv. In the previous year, when we spoke about it, we spoke the Bekoyer, chiyuv, chiyuv medrabanon. And we also focused a lot if it's noyik bizman hazeh. In today's shiur, B'siyata D'Shmaya, I would like to go through how are you mechayim the mitzvah, the din, the chiyuv. How, meaning to say, is why is there a chiyuv? And then we'll see these nafke minas ladina. Why? Of course there's a chiyuv, but what's the reason? What's the reason for the chiyuv? And that'll make a nafke mina, the tzura of how to be mechayim this din. When Rabbi Yitzchak says there's a chiyuv to go visit your Rebbe on Yom Tov, why? Is it to go be mechabed your Rebbe? Or is it to go learn Torah from him? We'll see some nafkeminas ladina, but before any nafkemina, just practical, the difference is if you go to visit your Rebbe, do you also have to hear from him Torah? Or if you just go visit him and you tell him good Yom Tov, it's enough. So these are machlekes rishonim. Machlekes rishonim, this shaila that we're clearing, to go visit your Rebbe, is it to be mechabedim? Or is it to go learn Torah from him? Is a machlekes rishonim. Rashi and Chagiga, the Masechta that we just finished. Rashi daf gimel amar aleph. Zogt Rashi, Yom Tov hoya. And the Gemara, Yom Tov Hoya, Lashon HaRashi, I'm quoting, Shechayiv Adam L'chabed this Rabbah, you have to mechabed your Rebbe on Yom Tov, Zogt Rashi, Behakbolas Ponim. How are you mechabed your Rebbe? By showing your face, by going to visit him. But Al Koponim, Shechayiv Adam L'chabed this Rabbah, by going to visit him. Zogt Rashi, that the din to be mechabed, L'chabed Pnei Rabbi is to go be mechabed him. The Rambam as well, though the Rambam is in Hilchas Talmud Torah, which would maybe, we would think that maybe it's a din in Hilchas Talmud Torah, but the Rambam in the Halacha speaking about Halachas with what a person is Mechuyev to Mechabed as Rebbe. Zok the Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah Perek Hey. Person has to stand up to be mechabed his Rebbe. Then the Rambam says more other halachas. So the Rambam in the halachas of being mechabed your Rebbe, v'chayiv adam lahakbalas pnei rabbi beregel. Person has to go visit his Rebbe on Yom Tov, which would be pretty clear that it's a din medina being mechabed your Rebbe. This is the Rishonim, Rashi, and the Rambam. Later on, the Chayk Yaakov has a Chiddush Din. It's not in the discussion of what we're speaking about in today's Shir, but it's important, as we'll see. The Chayk Yaakov says a Chiddush Din that a person can make a Shechiyonu after Shavuos, if you forgot, these Tashlum and Kol Shiva. Just like Sukkot and Pesach, if a person forgot to make Shechiyonu by Kiddush, the Shechiyonu is on the day on the Yom Tov. Some Eli could say it the first day Pesach, if you forgot the first day Pesach, the second day, the third day, you could say it throughout Yom Tov. Shavuos, these one day, these 2 days, and if you forgot Shechiyonu, Zok Techak Yaakov, these also Tashlum, and you could do it, you could say the Shechiyonu, Kol Shiva, even the days after Shavuos. Frek the Maril Diskind, I don't understand. Bishloiber bezman that the Beis Hamikdash is kayim, that there is a halacha that these tashlumen on karbonos after Shavuos kol shiva. Memeila chayach to say you can make a shechiyanu also. These somewhat the days are connected to the Yom Tov because al kaponim you could bring karbonos. So b'meila, it has a shaychus to the yomtiv. But b'zman hazeh, the bavanisena rabbim, we don't have a beis hamikdash, we don't have karbanis. So how is it shaych with what are the days after yomtiv connected that you should be able to make a shachiyanu? That's what the Maril Diskin asks on the Chayk Yaakov. And he answers, and he says like this, that the days after Shavuos are, yes, connected to the Yom Tov, even though we don't have Karbanos, but with what? With the din that a person has to go visit his Rebbe. Zok the Maril Diskin, that these Tashlumen, after Shavuos, a person couldn't go visit his Rebbe on Shavuos. He lives in Muncie. His Rebbe lives in Lakewood. He couldn't go. He couldn't go for Yom Tov. So these Tashlumen after Shavuos, you could go visit. Which Agav, that's not today's topic. But even in the din of going visiting your Rebbe, Zokte Maril Diskin, these Tashlumen, if you couldn't go on Yom Tov, you could go the days after Yom Tov. Which happens to be a machlokes, the Aruch Laner argues, and the Aruch Laner says, no, there is no Tashlumin, it's only on Yom Tov. But Al Kapana, back to our discussion, Zokt de Maril Diskin, you know why you can make a Shechiyonu? Is because Lamaisa, even Bezman Azed, the days after Shavuos are connected, Lagabi, visiting your Rebbe. But then the Maril Diskin says, no, it's not like that, because Ayoyis the Rebbe can be Moichol. The Rebbe could be moichel that you don't have to come. Don't be matriach. You don't have to come visit me. So it's not mestaber to say that the shiachayonu is connected to the. It's still shaykh to the yomtiv because you can visit your Rebbe. He could be moichel. Samela, it's not really considered that these are real shaykhs, and therefore he says that wouldn't be a yish of how you can make a shiachayonu after Shavuos. Akoponim, just to take out the point. Even if you didn't get the whole cheshbon, but to take out very clearly the point, the Maril Diskin says that a Rebbe could be moichel, which is its own chiddush, its own din. Let's go back to what we declared right at the beginning. Is the mitzvah, the din, the chiyuv to go visit your Rebbe medin kavod rabbi, or is it medin learning from your Rebbe? If it would be a din to learn from your Rebbe, so what does it help that your Rebbe was moichel? It's nothing to do with your Rebbe being moichel. You have to go learn from your Rebbe. So from the Maril Diskin is Mavur clearly, from Moshe Shterbach makes this deek, and my Adam is Manam. From the Maril Diskin is Mavur clearly that the Chiev to go visit your Rebbe is the Mechabed your Rebbe. And therefore he says that he could be Meichel. So Atkan we had Rashi, the Rambam, as well as also in Maril Diskin later in the. Much later, that the chiyuv is a chiyuv medin kavod rabbi, mi idoch, the Ramban in Parshas Yisrael, actually on the pasuk that we focused on the last 2 weeks on Kiddush, zocher as yom haShabbos lekachoy. So the Ramban says this is on a different shtickle, but the Ramban says lekachoy, how lekachoy al yidei learning. And he brings, we focused it on the previous shir of what's the makoyer for Kabbalah's Pnei Rabbi to go visit a Rebbe from Shunamis that her husband said, Loi Shabbos Yom Veloi Chodesh Yom, seemingly that you would, it wasn't Shabbos and it wasn't Yom Tov, but if it would be Shabbos and Yom Tov, it would be understood why she's going. Zok the Ramban, you know why Shabbos. We would understand why she would go. Why yes, alts lekachoy because he's a dinti makada shabbos they limit atayra. So we see clearly from the Rabban, pretty clearly, that the chiyuv to go visit your Rebbe on Yom Tov is a chiyuv mishum Talmud Torah. Not alts kavod rav, alts Talmud Torah. So if you're just gonna go visit your Rebbe, and you're not gonna hear from him a shir or a shtickle Torah, you're not makayim. Beautiful, very good. We're going to get to it shortly. Be'ez Hashem. Good. I mean, we'll get to it shortly, Be'ez Hashem. So that's the Ramban. In Sefer Chassidim, Shin Yud Gimel, also is clearly, it's a whole shtickle. And Teucha Dvarim, when speaking about Talmud Torah, and then he brings in the din of Likabel Pnei Rabbi B'chag. He's actually speaking about exactly that, of ladies of Mechiv B'Talmud Torah. And then he says, it's what type of Talmud Torah? It's to know the halachas. Meaning to say is that the reason why she would have gone Shabbos and Yom Tov is yes, to learn the halachas. We'll get to it shortly about the shail of the mechuyev b'talmud Torah or not. We're not going to go in the general of nashim mechuyev b'talmud Torah, but b'negev to this of the chiyuv of kabbalas pnei rabbi, if ladies are mechuyev and if it's talmud Torah. But al kaponim, is Mavurin Rabban, is Mavurin Sefer Chasidim, that the Chiv to go visit your Rebbe is a Chiv in Talmud Torah. To Pnei Yeshua, Pnei Yeshua as well also learns that it's a Chiv Talmud Torah, and therefore the Pnei Yeshua goes in, which we'll get to soon, the Pnei Yeshua goes into the Shaila. So our ladies Mochiv, our ladies not Mochiv, but Al Kapanim says clearly that the Chiv to visit your Rebbe is a Chiv in Talmud Torah. Rashi and Sukkah, Daf Chavav Amar Aleph, I'm going to read the Lashon of Rashi. L'cha'oira, Talmud should say maybe it's, I'm making a mistake. L'cha'oira from Rashi seems both. Rashi says, Shluchei Mitzvah, Zakt Rashi Chavav Amar Aleph, Tev Ramaschah Shluchei Mitzvah, Sheba'onu L'shmoya Hadrasha, talking about when you go to visit your Rebbe, Shibonu l'shmoya hadrasha, ulahakbol pnei resh gelusa, which would seem there was two purposes. Number one, l'shmoya hadrasha, it's a Talmud Torah digedin, and besides the Talmud Torah digedin, ulahakbol pnei resh gelusa, l'kabol pnei rabbi. If it wouldn't have said ulahakbol, shibonu l'shmoya hadrasha, l'kabol pnei rabbi, l'kabol pnei resh gelusa. Dainu, how you makabel pnei resh gelusa, how you makayim the din, all day learning. It seems like these two things. First of all, shabonu l'shmaya adrasha, and v'oid, besides to listen to the drasha, u l'hakbel pnei resh gelusa, there's yet another din, another part to the kiyim, is the makabel pnei resh gelusa. Good, so what you're bringing up, which I had the same thought originally, but then I thought not. What you're bringing up is that it says, L'shmaya Adrasha would seem that it's something besides Ula Hakbo Pnei Resh Gelusa. Would seem that the other part is L'shmaya Adrasha is not part of it. What you could also understand is when they went to visit their rabbis, first of all, L'shmaya Adrasha, and v'oid lahakbol, meaning to say is, you're saying lahakbol itself, I will learning this Talmud Torah, then l'shmaya drasha would seem it's something besides that. Good, we'll leave the Rashi on the side, I'm not sure. Is Rashi saying that it's both? In Shuvas Varnhagas, Ramosh Shterbach has a shtickle to actually say that it's both. He says the ikr is to learn from your Rebbe, v'oid, secondary, is also to mechabed. So what are nafkaminis over here, ladida? Nafkaminis, if it's limud haTorah or mechabed your Rebbe. So we already saw, first of all, poshet. If you go visit your Rebbe and you don't learn from, you don't hear a shir, are you mekayim the din? We also saw another nafkamina if a person, if the Rebbe's moichel, if it's a din of Talmud Torah, so it's not shaykh mechila because you have to learn from him. If it's kavod, he can be moichel. Another nafka minhag would be your Rebbe is giving a shir in your town. Hundreds of people by the shir. You go to the shir. He didn't see you. He didn't get in. You're sitting upstairs. He didn't see you. And you weren't able to go over to tell him to say hello. He didn't know that you came to the shir. So I was covered, but pashtus, you weren't machabedim. He didn't know that you came. L'chayra. However, if it's a din in Talmud Torah, l'maisa you learned by him.
Say that, like,
So this itself, that there was a shear of 500 people, that itself was a kavod. So you're part of the kavod. Good. I like what you're saying. Could be even in kavod, you're awesome. Kavod doesn't dafka have to mean that he poshut saw you bepoil. It was a kavod for him, and the male, you were part of the kavod. That hundreds of people came, and even though he didn't see you, and even though he didn't even see that it was upstairs, it was full, it wasn't full, that's a chelik of being mechabed. Good point, good point. The same you saw, it's Simchas Chasam Akala, the pshat is that the chasam feels good. You had a full wedding, even though it's not mamish in the circle. If you didn't know Bechlal, he came, but you helped out in the Avira. Simchas Chasam Akala. Another nafkamino, as we mentioned before, was the concept Lagabe Noshim. The ladies have the chiv to go visit their Rebbe. Chayv Adam Lekabel Kabel is the chiv for Noshim. If the chiyuv is to be machabed, so then ladies would be machuyev as well. But if the chiyuv is a chiyuv of Talmud Torah, nashim are peturos from Talmud Torah, so male, there's no chiyuv. L'maisa the Magen Avram, the Mishmur brings a la'alocha in Simon Shin Aleph Yiv Katan Yud, the Magen Avram says that nashim are machuyev, which would seem that l'chayr it's a din in kavod, because if we be in Talmud Torah, then I'm a machuyev b'Talmud Torah.
Right. Maybe the din in
l'chayr
b'Nirav is not that you have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah from him, but the way that you're machuyev b'Nirav, the Gemara doesn't say l'mud b'Nirav, it's l'chayr b'Nirav. How do you do that? It could be through Talmud Torah. So that a woman, even though she doesn't have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah, the way that she would do a kabbalah s'rabba, it would still be through her Talmud Torah.
You're learning, just like, in other words, the tzura of how to visit your Rebbe, stam to just go visit, waste his time. The way of visiting him is with Talmud Torah. Even if later is an Avachuyev Lamaisa, that's the way to do it. So it could be if they're not Machuyev, so then it's not even a tzura of how to do it. You mean why? Here.
Because the Rebbe's giving over Torah.
We're going to get back to this of why Taka. Why Taka is it? Bishlam eti machabed, you have to machabed.
Then he's not giving over.
What'd you say?
It's only giving over to somebody that's a bar hochi to give over. That's what you're saying.
Let's get back to this in 2-3 minutes.
Well,
it's a good point.
Favor,
because really, the shail is if it's al tzlibit ha-tayra, so your mom, you have to go to your Rebbe, why can't you just, learn yourself? What's talking about? We'll get to that in a moment. Noshim. So Noshim, if it's a din covered, so then Lamaisa Noshim Machuyev the Nichlal and covered. Mashingan, if it's a din in Limud, Noshim Turis Matalma Torah. Lamaisa, the Pnei Yeshua speaks about it, and the Shailas, because Lamaisa Shunamis was a lady. And the whole Limud of Chayiv Adam the Chiv is learned from this that she went, and she was asked that it's like Shabbos and like Chaydish, but if we do Shabbos and Chaydish, then we would understand. So Dachroinim are Meyashiv and say that even though they're not Mechuyiv in Talmud Torah, they have to learn to know the halachas, what to be Mekayim. So Memela, the Chiv, why to go to your Rebbe on Yom Tov to learn is Al Tzedin, to know the halachas of Yom Tov. So for that, Noshim also Mechuyiv. I'm not going to go into these. It's a separate discussion why they Mechuyiv. It's a mitzvah to say Shazman Garama. Pashas, the teretz is that really it would have been a chiyuv every day to know the halachas. It's not shayach, samela, or like what we saw last year, that it can't be more than the shechina, but it's not dafka yomtiv. But the idea is to go to visit your Rebbe to know the halachas. So you go yomtiv to know the halachas of yomtiv. She has to. Some of the Rishonim say someone has to stay home to watch the kids. That's part of. She's saying take the kids also.
The kids program.
By Hakka, we find that you bring the kids. Another nafkamina ladino. But this one, this is a maybe. They speak about it the poskim, but I want to hear what the Olam thinks. Another nafkamina ladino of the chiv is a chiv of kavod or the chivas talmud Torah. So, but what did we come out? What did we conclude? Lagabe noshim. The pashas it would be an afgamina if it's a chiv kavod and mochiv. It's a talmud Torah. They're not mochiv. Lamaisa, even if it's a chiv talmud Torah, pashas the osta mochiv la alocha the magen Avram brings it that noshim are mochiv. Another nafkamina lachayr would be is if you go to visit your Rebbe. You go to Eretz Yisrael for Sukkos. Your Rebbe lives in Eretz Yisrael. And you go the second day, let's say, when it's not Yom Tov anymore. If you learned he's no Ashlama, you go to visit your Rebbe. For him, it's not Yom Tov. And for you, it's Yom Tov. A second day Yom Tov. If you learn it's a din kavod, so then it's nitin li'amer that could be after mechabedim, maybe. This is a maybe. You could go either way, but maybe you have to be mechabed your Rebbe when it's Yom Tov for him. The din is you being mechabedim, so go be mechabedim all the time. You're supposed to be mechabedim when it's Yom Tov for him. If it's not Yom Tov for him, you're not yoitza. Masha'ingin, if it's a din in Talmud Torah, l'cha'ira, but say l'chachma has a whole tshuva about it, but if it's, he speaks about it, but if it's a din in Talmud Torah, who's a din in Talmud Torah? It's a din in the Rebbe's Talmud Torah? It's a din in your Talmud Torah. You should know the halachas of Yom Tov or Bechlal Talmud Torah. So then, even though for your Rebbe it's already not Yom Tov anymore, but Lamaisa, you need to hear Limudat Torah on your Yom Tov. L'chayra, even though then you would be Yotze. If it's a din in Kavod, maybe you're not going to be Yotze because the din is that you're supposed to be Mechabed your Rebbe on Yom Tov. You can also say is that it's a din for you. For you, on Yom Tov, you should be mechabed. But you can hear that it's a din to mechabed your Rebbe when it's Yom Tov for him. So just to conclude today's shir, again, we saw, is it a chi of kavod rabbi, or is it a chi of learning from your Rebbe? We saw a couple in afgaminis ladina, could the Rebbe be moichel? Is it a chi of for ladies? Do you have to learn Torah by your Rebbe, or just tell him good Yom Tov? Another nafkamina possibly is if your Rebbe doesn't know Bechlal you came to the shir. So what's la halacha? La halacha la maitza. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, we started learning Arvei Pesach and we're getting already into the mode of Pesach, the next Yom Tov coming up. And you're going to go visit your Rebbe. Is it a quick visit just to say good Yom Tov, or you have to learn Torah also? So halacha la maitza, very interesting, the Gedoyles Ma'aneinu have different opinions about it. Reb Shlomo Zalman, they bring in Shulchan Shlomo B'Shem Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman said that it's enough to tell your Rebbe good Yom Tov. And Reb Shlomo Zalman says, I was Yom Tov by Reb Shlomo Zalman, and his Talmud, Reb Leib Chasman, came. He was there for a little bit. He was no talking and learning. He came to visit his Rebbe and he left. So Zakhtar Shlomo Zalman, la halacha, you visit your Rebbe, even if you don't learn any Torah, you yoitze. Reb Chaim Kinevsky as well, in Shoyna halacha, says that you do not have to speak to your Rebbe in learning, as you tell him good Yom Tov, you yoitze. Reb Eliashiv and Ha'aris and a Sefer, in two places, says the same. As long as you go say good Yom Tov, you yoitze. Meidach, Rav Moshe Sternbach, Yibadu L'chaim Tovim, says that, as we mentioned earlier, he says the Chiv is Al Talmud Torah. And like we mentioned also, the Chiv of Talmud Torah is to know the Halachas of Yom Tov. In Meila, he says that you're not Yoitza, just to go visit your Rebbe, say good Yom Tov is not enough. You have to go to a Shir to listen a Shir on Hilchas Yom Tov. Halachas of Yom Tov, halachas. You wonder if he says a shir on Yom Tov on Hilchas Nitilas Yadayim. Yeah, at Kedekach, he says that's why Bizman Azeh you don't. It's not applicable. We saw the Noyd Biyud in the previous shir that says Bizman Azeh there's no mitzvah, there's no din chiyuv to visit your Rebbe. Why not? We spoke about it in the previous shir. Dr. Moshe Sternbach, there's no chiv as man azeh, because the reason why to go visit is to learn that here the Allah has had to be noig on Yom Tov. This man azeh that we have svarim, so we can learn it ourselves. It's beautiful to go. He himself says it's both dinim, and he's also a mile of going to mechabed your Rebbe, but the ikra din is to learn Torah, so that we have svarim. in Divrei Yatz of the Kloisenberger Rebbe as well, also says it's al Talmud Torah, and the same thing also that it's not noyig bizman hazeh because we have svarim, as well as also the Stipler. The Stipler and the Archas Rabbeinu, they bring, though we mentioned before, Chaim Kanevsky says the opposite, that just to say good yomtiv is enough. The Stipler says that the chiyuv is a chiyuv v'shem Talmud Torah, and therefore bizman hazeh, it's not applicable because we anyways have the svarim. So that's a good shaila. I didn't go through it thoroughly. How much? There's also a chiyuv. They asked the shaila. There's a chiyuv. A person has a chiyuv to misameach his wife. So how's it going to work? So you mean to go with your wife and kids? Lamaisa is like this. Lamaisa, for Sukkos and Pesach, to some extent, it is shayach, technically. You want to know if your Rebbe's in there. It's a strong, and if your Rebbe's out of town, how far out of town? It's a good shaila. The shaila's a good... At what length do you have to go to visit your Rebbe? How much do you have to sacrifice? You have to pack up your whole Yom Tov and go wherever your Rebbe is. It's not really brought Lamaisa, I don't know, but Lamaisa, it's not mamish, it's not brought Lahalacha. Lahalacha Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it. Though it's mentioned three times, in Hilchas Shabbos, you're allowed to walk through the water to visit your Rebbe. In Hilchas Yom Kippur, and in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to go through the water, but... That's the Noidi Yudah Shaila. Everyone brings it. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say Lamaisa and Hilchas Yom Tov Chayav Adam to go. Just to conclude with one more, call it a tiny Ha'ara, though we're speaking about a person to go visit Rabbi, his Rebbe, in Archas Rabbeinu over there, he brings that for the Gadol Ador, everybody has a Chiyav Al Kaponim. If you could, person's in a place where the Gadol Ador is over there, that's for everybody. Every person has Chayav Adam LiKabel Pnei Rabbi, his Rebbe, but for the Gadol Ador, it's everybody. That's what he brings. Pnei Shua already touches about it also, not Mamish, but he explains why. Shunamis, but the concept he says is that you see from her that she went to the Gadol Ador, so everybody has a Chiv, the Gadol Ador. But Akoponim, in the general, what we spoke today is that the chiyuv is a chiyuv either Mashem Kavod Rabbi or the chiyuv is a chiyuv for Talmud Torah. We saw an Afkabinus Ladina. Have a wonderful Shabbos.